What is that I see yonder? Coming, coming, coming. Get on board, get on board. It's a freedom train a-coming, coming, coming, get on board. It has carried us to freedom, 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 get on board, get on board. It has saved many a thousand, get on board, get on board. It will save many more thousands, 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 get on board. It's that freedom train that's coming, 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 get.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lionel Rico speaking to you from the studios of WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. Today, the Freedom Train made a stop in our town with its documents of freedom, its testimonies to liberty, its chronicles old and new, its archives and annals, minutes and journals, the holy symbols of your legacy and that of your children, your property, your pride, your heritage, the American heritage. Beginning this evening, station WSM inaugurates a series of 13 dramatic broadcasts under the overall title, This, Our Land. Broadcasts especially prepared in the interests of public service. Programs on American subjects, such as tonight's full-hour musical documentary, Get On Board. Presented in cooperation with the American Heritage Foundation, sponsors of the Freedom Train. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Freedom Theater.
I'm feeling bad. I ain't got the freedom I thought I had. Oh, Lord, I'm feeling bad. I ain't got the freedom I thought I had. Oh, Lord, I'm feeling bad.
Hey, Bradley Kincaid, where are you going?
Oh, I'm feeling bad, Snooky Lanson. I ain't got
Cut it out. You're going to make us all feel bad. Here we are all ready to get on board that freedom train. It's going to come by here for us in about an hour, and you...
Yeah, sure, and I ain't getting on.
Well, what's the matter? Sore about something? Someone hurt your feelings, Bradley?
Now, look here, Snooky. You know as well as I do why I ain't getting on no freedom train, and if you had any sense, instead of singing that there, get on board, you and your boys
Hey there, man. What's got into you?
Questions.
Hmm?
Just questions, that's all. Questions that's got to be answered for me first.
For instance?
Well, that freedom train, with all its fancy papers and scrolls and documents, who does it stand for?
Who does it stand for? Why, for everybody, Brad. You heard what Lionel Rico said. It's everybody's. Yours and mine and our children's and, well, you know, all Americans. Yeah, that's it. Belongs to all Americans.
Well, kind of depends on what you call American, though, don't it?
What I call American? Not what I call it. What it is to be American. You know what it is that makes a good American?
I think I know. Do you?
What makes a good American? Well, let's take a look and see. What makes a good American? What do you have to be? Am I a good American? Let's take a look and see. I like democracy. I'm for equality. I say be neighborly. Do I practice what I preach? What makes a good American? What do you have to be? Am I a good American? Let's look again and see. I don't care where you're from. I go by what you are. I stand up for my rights. But do I stand up for yours? What makes a good American? What do you have to do? Am I a good American?
And by the way, are you? Nothing like turning around on a fella, is there? But that's still just words, my friend. What I want to know is the facts. Now, this idea of yours about practicing what you preach, do you?
Do I? Why, of course.
Well, how far do you go?
How far? Far enough. Far as we can go. Far as the mountain. Far as the valley. Far as the streets of the city run. Into mansion or hovel. On Main Street or alley. Into the hearts of all children under the sun.
I see. All the people.
Check.
Rich man, poor man.
Right.
High-born, low-born, beggar man, chief.
That's right. Now you're getting the idea.
Sure, landlord and tenant alike.
Uh-huh.
Every race, creed, and color.
Absolutely.
Well, either this freedom train of yours means it or it don't mean it. Do you include in them freedoms all people, all the races, white man and Negro?
Wouldn't the Negro be best to answer that?
Guess so. Any hereabouts?
100, that's all. All from Fisk University, too. That's one of the great educational institutions in this country, if you don't happen to know it, and we're right proud of it. Organized in 1866, Fisk has since that time educated over 5,000 Negro boys and girls. Boys and girls who have grown to be men and women, have spread out over our land, have given our country leading Negro doctors, lawyers, college presidents, chemists, physicists, ministers, social workers, nurses, teachers, bankers, insurance men, mechanics, artists, musicians, singers, dancers, writers of stories and writers of songs. Want to hear some of them?
Their songs?
Yes. In their songs, they'll answer your question. Here is the Fisk University Choir, 100 famous voices led by their director, Dr. John F. Ohl. I didn't tell him what to sing. The song is theirs. They picked it. They'll answer how they feel about freedom. Here they are, Dr. John F. Ohl, conducting the famous Fisk University Choir.
Oh, give thanks! Oh, give thanks! Give thanks! Give thanks! Oh, 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 give thanks! Oh, 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 give thanks! Give thanks unto the Lord! Give thanks unto the Lord! For He is gracious, He is gracious, He is gracious. For He is gracious, He is gracious, He is gracious. Oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks for give thanks unto the Lord.
Amen.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. Amen.
Yes, and powerful, too. Brilliant singing and meaningful. You see, Brad, these Fisk University folk know what they want, and they ain't slow in telling you either. Not only do they sing the classics, such as Purcell's Oh, Give Thanks to Our Lord, and works of Schubert, Bach, Handel, and others, but they also sing spirituals, which mirror not only the Negroes, but the entire South, and for that matter, all of America. Here are the students in the Fisk University choir singing an old spiritual, Keep Me From Sinking Down.
Say, Snooky, that freedom praying line of yours, is that just like the heavenly line? Everybody wants to be in it?
Everybody that's American and has any sense at all. Why, that train carries 100 important documents, Bradley, from Christopher Columbus's description of his discovery of America to a copy of the Magna Carta down
to... The Magna Carta? The Magna what?
Magna Carta. Great Charter. That means, you see, in the year 1215... Old King John of England...
He's dead, ain't he?
Who?
Old King John, the guy who signed that Magna, that Great Charter. The year 1215, you said. What does it mean to us today in 1948?
Well, that old charter, you know, Brad, it's right in our own U.S. Constitution. Let's see, it says right here in this book I picked up about the Freedom Train. Yeah, right here, Articles 5, 6, and 7 of the... Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution, mainly dealing with the rights to trial by jury.
Trial by jury for who?
For who? Why, for all.
That's what I want to know. Used to be an old song about that called Jim Fisk. Don't know all the old words, so I set down some of my own, but the melody's the same. My version of it goes like this. If you'll listen a while, I'll sing you in song about our glorious land of the free. They tell me no difference 'twixt the rich and the poor. In a trial before jury you'll see that he who has nothing can hold high his head when facing a locked prison door. Be certain of justice without no friends or gold. Scales balanced alike for the rich and the poor. Can a poor man depend on it certain that law is both swift and sure, that no special appeal to the jury and judge is needed for rich man or poor? Is it true that a man in this land of the brave is equal to all in the court? That no difference exists 'twixt the rich and the poor, that justice comes all in one sort? That no drag or no pull or particular favor is needed when man faces law? And justice is blind, away in the like, with no difference twixt the rich and the poor. Can a poor man depend on it certain that law is both swift and sure, that no special appeal to the jury and judge is needed for rich man or poor?
Glad you asked that question, Brad, because if that's all that's worrying you, I can tell you right here and now, like I said, that's in our Constitution. Yes, sir. Not once, not twice, three times. Listen.
Nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
And the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury.
That's right. And three?
The right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall
there be preserved. There you are, Brad. You get it?
Fine, but now there's lots more questions yet to be answered. How about coming along with me and seeing and hearing what some of those questions are?
All right, where to? That freedom train ain't due yet, I guess, for more than half an hour or so. How do we get there? Wherever you're taking me.
Oh, that's simple. Just attach yourself right here to my coattail. All I gotta do is start my guitar, and we on our special. Off to the land where questions grow, where people ask 'cause they want to know. Here I start. Hold on now. Let's go. Oh, off to the land where questions grow, where people ask 'cause they want to know. Question mark special, shine a light on me. Shine me right down to that question tree.
All join in, circle around, grab your bell and hit the town. Swing her high, swing her low, turn her loose, on you go. On you go and pick up Sue, learn to do that shoe fly shoe.
Hey, why, this is just a good old-fashioned square dance. What's this got to do with questions?
Oh, plenty. Now, wait till Roy Acuff over there gets through calling his set and catches his breath. You'll hear what they're thinking of in here, and maybe a question or two will crop up. For instance, at the Grand Ole Opry last week, between numbers, Roy and his friend Eddie Arnold got into a discussion backstage that brought up as tasty a question as you'd ever want to hear about. Roy said to Eddie, he said,
"What's that those politicians want us to vote for, Eddie?"
"Vote? Roy, you don't mean vote, just endorse. Me? I ain't voting."
"Now hold on there, Eddie. What do you mean you ain't voting? Trick is not to vote, but to vote not when the thing you're voting on is something you want not. Understand?"
"Yeah. What'd you say?"
"Never mind, Eddie. I ain't going to repeat that again. I darn near twisted my tongue as it is. Now what's that eating you? This year of voting the time that's a-coming."
"Schools, of all the fool things. They want me to build schools."
"You building schools? Well, you can't build a chicken coop, Eddie Arnold, without mashing your thumbs."
"They don't want me to build them?"
"Well, you just said them."
"They want me just to pay for them."
"Whoa, pay? How?"
"Out of my pocket."
"Sure. I know you won't pay out of mine. But you don't mean they want us to pay more taxes for schools?"
"That's sure what I do mean, Roy. Schools, taxes. Man, what do they think we're made of, anyway?" "Why, there's already 208,235 public schools.
"Where?"
in the United States. Read about it right here in my almanac. 208,235.
And you don't want our township to make it 208,236?
What for?
What for? Well, I'll tell you. To fatten the dog.
To what? What's a fat dog got to do with school now, Roy Acre?
Well, now, my old Uncle Zeb, he used to have a saying, don't feed the dog on his own tail. He'll never get fat that way.
What do you mean?
Well, Uncle Zeb lived in the county seat, and they had a big new jail there, a pretty jail, if you can call a jail pretty, and it was a full one.
Lots of people inside looking out?
That's right. Full all the time, and the court are working overtime to keep it full. Uncle Zeb asked one of the leading citizens, how come they got such a fine jail in a small town like this? And the man said, by saving money.
Saving money?
That's what Uncle Zeb asked. Saving money on what? And know what the man said?
What?
He said, saving money on schools. Uncle Zeb come home and told us that.
I begin to see what you mean.
That's right, Eddie Arnold. Every time you close a school or don't build none to begin with, you're laying bricks for your new jailhouse to accommodate those that the school don't take in. And that ain't no way to feed a dog.
Get the question here, Snooky, regarding the Freedom Train.
Hey, look, I'm not that dense. We've got 1,270 colleges and universities, and we could stand more, many, many more. For everybody. For all people. But trouble is, people hate to pay taxes for them.
Well, maybe some like Eddie do, but even he pays up. Anyway, taxes keep him voting. Here's Eddie. Let him tell you.
Yes, sir. One good thing about taxes, they keep us voting. I didn't really mean what I told Roy Acuff about not going to vote. No, sirree. When taxes are involved, I vote. Like the time they had up a vote for the new library. My wife voted yes.
And you didn't like that very much, Eddie.
I told her, I said, there's 8,000 public libraries in the country. Why should we have one? She come back at me.
How?
She said, you've never been much farther out of the county than you are now on account of a cause you never learned what was good about other places.
Well, what was the pitch?
She explained that a new library would mean new books about new places. She said that a fellow could learn a lot about where he's never been by reading, and she was right, too. And I thought she was so right that I got me a little song about it, about how there's 12,000 newspapers in this USA and 2,000 radio stations, and how people's views are getting broader all the time.
Maybe we could hear about it, Eddie.
I think so. It's called Traveling Broadens One. It seems to me the world is getting smaller every day. Or is it that we nearer to the places far away? The speeding train, the fleeting plane, the radio and phone have made the world my neighbor, so my neighborhood has grown. Traveling broadens one.
Traveling broadens one.
A little English friend of mine said, come and play with me. I took a plane one morning and arrived in time for tea. Before I went to bed, I said, I'd like to talk tomorrow. He said, pick up the telephone and tell her how you are. Traveling broadens one.
Traveling broadens one.
I've got a cousin in Brazil. My uncle lives in France. In Ireland and in Mexico, I have two favorite aunts. I know a girl in Russia and a boy in Italy. I think of them as neighbors 'cause they seem so close to me. Traveling broadens one.
Traveling broadens one.
Well, you sure got all your learning showed off before the folks, Eddie. Only you ain't giving me no chance to sing my favorite song before we break up here. I'm kind of leaning on this here song ever since you told me about all them places of worship you learned about in your library.
There are in this country 231,481 places of worship. Churches, synagogues, and temples. Altogether, these places of worship represent 55 denominations, including Protestant, Catholic, Jew, and Seventh-day Adventist, Methodist, Predestinarian Baptist, Missionary Baptist, Hard Shell, them that likes my message.
All right, all right. We know you got learning. Let me get at that song of mine now, Eddie. It's called I've Got a Church. And join me, some of you people, if you care. I've got a right, you got a right, we've all got a right to pray. We've all got the right, we've each got the right of worshiping God in our humble way.
Of worshiping God in our humble way. Now I've got a church, you got a church, within this church we worship and pray. I won't deny the one you choose.
I'll never ask, are you Christians or Jews?
I'll never ask, are you Christians or Jews? I'll never say, which way do you pray? For straight is the gate and narrow's the way. There's more than one road our fathers trod.
With love for man and faith in God.
With love for man and faith in God.
I'm with them on all they say and sing about, Brad. With them all the way.
More ways than one to ask questions, ain't there, Snooky?
Yeah, I guess they are, Bradley. Hey, but this Freedom Train special, it isn't afraid to answer all those questions, so long as it's the American heritage that's concerned. The things that all those scrolls and documents stand for.
All the principles?
Check.
Well, how do you stand on persecution?
What do you mean, persecution?
You know what I mean. People taking the law in their own hands, tarring and feathering and lynching and like that.
Why, Bradley, of course you know we're against all that. Well, you shouldn't even ask.
Just wanted to get your own record, that's all.
Well, you got your answer.
Not sure yet entirely. You heard my friend saying about Jews and Christians and the right to worship as people choose. Are you for or against that?
For it, of course, 100%.
No matter where they come from?
No matter where they come from. Native, born, or foreign. Hey, look at here. If you don't believe me, listen to this song. Here's your answer for you, and some of your friends here. Hey, folks, you want to join me on the chorus of this one?
All right.
Sure,
yeah,
you tell
yeah,
us the words
sure.
and music.
Well, this is the way it goes. Columbus said, "See, see, senor," and Lafayette said, "We." But when Uncle Sam said, "Will you help?" they both said, "Yes, sirree."
Oh, I may not know a lot of things, but one thing I can stand. Both native born and foreign born have made our country great.
George Washington liked good roast beef, Haim Solomon liked fish. But when Uncle Sam served liberty, they both enjoyed the dish.
Oh, I may not know a lot of things, but one thing I can stand. Both native born and foreign born have made our country great.
Tom Paine was born an Englishman and John Paul Jones a Scot. Andy Jackson was a native son, but Hamilton was not.
Oh, I may not know a lot of things, both native born and foreign born have made our country great.
Well, Brad, your folks joined in on that one all right, but haven't we just about had enough of questions?
Well, yes, if you understand how they all connect with this freedom train you're boasting about.
Well, frankly, I don't. You kind of went this away and that away and all over the lot.
Well, shall we show you how they connect?
I sure wish you would.
Nothing like obliging a visitor to these parts. All the questions, ideas, hints, and outright challenges we've thrown at you, Snooky, they are all interconnected. Show you how in our song of interconnection, starts right at the beginning with Adam and Eve and goes on to, well, just listen. The Lord, he thought he'd make a man. These bones gonna rise again. Made him out of mud and a little bit of sand. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, kid, I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Took a rib from Adam's side. These bones gonna rise again. Made a woman for his bride. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Put him in a garden, rich and fair. These bones gonna rise again. And that's where it started, yes, right there. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Started with an apple, went to the core. These bones gonna rise again. Tried a little sin and tried more and more. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Ate that apple down to the seed. These bones gonna rise again. Learned to covet, grab, and greed. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Learn to take the next man's slice. These bones gonna rise again. Learn to make poor man pay a price. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Learn to hog all liberty. These bones gonna rise again. Learn to shun democracy. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Learned all rights are interconnected. These bones gonna rise again. Poison one day's all infected. These bones gonna rise again.
I know it, did I know it. These bones gonna rise again.
Yes, Lord, I know it. Indeed, 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 I know it. That interconnection I seen, I felt. All rights are hooked in one long belt. Oh, living is connected to us eating, and eating is connected to us working, and working is connected to our freedom from the burden of the evil man of shirking. For shirking is connected to cupidity. The latter ties right in with dark oppression. Oppression of the weak is just stupidity. What follows is just stark and deep oppression.
for the weak and the strong and for all. Yes, Lord, I know it. Indeed, 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 I know it.
I say, I say, I say, Bill of Rights connected to our learning. Learning is connected to our earning. Earning is connected to our eating. And eating is connected to our living. Living is connected to our dying. Dying is connected to the boneyard. Boneyard is connected to the good Lord. Yes, Lord, I know it. Deed, indeed, indeed, I know it.
I know it. Did I know it? These bones won't rise again. I know it. Did I know it? These bones will rise again.
Well, brother, you sure gave that interconnection a twist, right smack into the lap of my freedom train. I can answer that one easier than you ask the questions. But is there anything else?
Oh, well, maybe. What about liberty? Is there a season on that down your freedom train way?
A season on liberty? Why, any time at all you want to bring up the subject,
well,
pal.
I do. Any time at all. Got to have that right without you or anyone else telling me I'm out of turn. Just like Patrick Henry said.
Yeah, sure, sure. I know what he said.
Yeah, but you ain't heard it our way. I want no misunderstanding about it either. Want the right to insist on liberty any time we choose. Here's a song after Patrick Henry's idea. It's called The Ballad of Treason. And I kind of set my own music down to it, and it goes like this. If it's treason to talk of liberty, make the most of it, gentlemen, make the most of it. If it's treason these days to write of liberty, if it's treason these days to fight for liberty, if it's treason to insist there's no season, day or night, when the topic doesn't raid consideration, if it's treason when the gist of this subject throws a fright into hearts of some who cannot for this nation. If this be treason, gents, I'll risk the cost of it. If this be treason, gents, just go ahead and make the most of it. Yes, just make the most of it. And so will I, for liberty I die. But to my dying breath, give me liberty or death. Give me liberty.
Well, I'm certainly willing to go along with you on liberty. Same thing as freedom to me, Bradley.
And what about peace?
Peace? You mean like we say at Christmas time, peace on earth?
But not just at Christmas time, Snooky. We want it all the time. And not just a piece of peace, a whole lot of it, covering the whole earth. Squire wants peace upon his hill. The farmer wants it in his shack. The weaver got a taste of it in his mill, and he don't want to give it back.
Oh, Lord, we got a piece of peace, we want more.
Banker wants peace in his marble hall.
Miner wants it in his shaft. Storekeeper wants it on his shelf. Mother cries for babe and self.
Oh, Lord, we got a piece of peace. We want more. Oh, Lord, for peace of hearts and soul.
So let's all pull together this peace to reach. Them as don't know it, we've got to teach.
The squire.
And the farmer.
And the weaver in his mill.
The banker.
And the storeman at his till.
The mother.
And her baby.
And old grandpappy too.
Yes, all.
They're all together now.
Oh, Lord,
the promise of peace right there on that freedom train, Bradley. We have tried all the way from Woodrow Wilson's 14 points down to the United Nations. You can see there for yourself as the Atlantic Charter, the Charter of the United Nations, Nations adopted at San Francisco in 1945.
The works, I know, all embossed in fancy bindings, too. But how are we going to have that there peace as long as a certain romance is going on?
Romance? Hey, now you're getting me into love, Brad. And on that score, I won't commit myself.
Oh, yes, you've got to. On this romance. Cause this is a romance embracing the atom. Adam and evil is a romancing. And that won't do nobody no good, lest we break it up. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm troubled to say, Brother Adam is going astray. Listen, listen, listen.
This is the story of Adam and Evil. Their courtship is causing a great upheaval. Now Adam was a sweet, young, innocent thing, till the night that Evil took him under her wing. Adam was an honest and hard-working man. He wanted to help out the human plan. But Evil got him drunk on prejudice and hate, and she taught him how to gamble with humanity's fate. Adam and Evil. Adam and Evil. If they don't break up that romance soon, we'll be sitting on the edge of doom, 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 doom. Yes, doom, doom, doom.
Kind of got you down now, partner. Come, come. We're the ones asking the questions. That is, we're sort of presenting the problems, and you're supposed to be on the optimistic side. All run out of optimism, bud?
Oh, no, but I can't answer all those tough songs of yours all by myself. Why don't you, and maybe some of your friends, too, come back with me? Back to where we started from, waiting for that freedom train. It's almost time for it anyway. We've got time only for a couple of more songs.
Okay, Snooky. You've been a good sport, taking everything we had to give you. Any of you want to come over to the freedom train crossing with Snooky and me?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, hold on there. I want to go, too.
Me too.
We all want to go.
Well, just catch on, then.
latch each to the other fellow's coattail, and I'll strike up the old traveling song. Only it's an answering song now, not a questioning one as before. All ready?
I'm with you, right behind you.
Let's go!
Oh, off to the land where the answers grow, where people are told if they really want to know. Oh, answer and special shine us all the way back, right down to that freedom train track. Here you are, Snooky, back where I picked you up in the first place.
Yeah, and here's my gang. The voice is already ready to join me. You know, this is the kind of a world that those of us who believe in what the Freedom Train stands for want to have. A wonderful world it could be. Yes, sir, it could be a wonderful world. If each little kid could have fresh milk each day, if each working man had enough time for play, if each homeless soul had a good place to stay, it could be a wonderful world.
If we could consider each other a neighbor, a friend, or a brother, it could be a wonderful, wonderful world. It could be a wonderful world.
If there were no poor and the rich were content, if strangers were welcome wherever they went, if each of us knew what true brotherhood meant, it could be a wonderful world.
If we could consider each other a neighbor, a friend, or a brother, it could be a wonderful, wonderful world. It could be a wonderful world.
You believe it could be? You think it is, Snooky?
Well, this world of ours isn't perfect by a long shot. We don't claim that even for our own country, but by George, we can make it that way if we all try, and that's what we mean to do.
But how about nations fighting each other? The romance of Adam and Evil and all that?
Kinda my turn to ask questions now, don't you think?
Well, guess so. Go ahead.
Got any common sense?
Well, I think so, yes, some.
And a little knowledge of history? That is, of our own country?
Yes, a lot of that, I hope.
Okay. Then look back and see what happened. What happened once can happen again, if everybody tries. Remember, there were 13 colonies once, and each sovereign unto itself, like the history books say. But somehow, by using that common sense, through give and take, the 13 managed to get along and start a great going concern.
Gosh, Snooky, you almost got me convinced. I wish I could just believe that you and your freedom train think like I do, that it don't matter if people are different, as long as they try to get along. Like it says here in this song, I'm proud to be me, but I also see you're just as proud to be you. We might look at things a bit differently, but lots of good people do. That's just human nature, so why should I hate you for being as human as I? We'll get as we give if we live and let live, and we'll both get along if we try. I'm proud to be me, but I also see you're just as proud to be you. It's true, you're just as proud to be you.
Yes, I go right down the line on you with that one, but why, even the dogs and cats can get along if someone trains them to. Did you ever hear of Commodore Gray?
Commodore Gray? What about him?
Well, just listen, I'll tell you. Old Commodore Gray had a dog and a cat,
with a big bow wow and a little meow.
They all lived together with never a spat. How in the world did they ever do that?
With a big bow wow and a little meow.
cat and the dog had a barrel of fun.
With a big bow-wow and a little meow.
Although they were different, they fooled everyone. Commodore Gray proved a lot can be done.
With a big bow-wow and a little meow.
Old Commodore Gray often said to the crew,
with a big bow-wow and a little meow.
Though each man among us is different, it's true. My cat and dog get along, so can you.
With a big bow-wow and a little meow.
Well, I guess you answered all of my questions. Got any others, neighbors?
No, 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 no.
Well, how about you, Roy?
All satisfied, Brad.
Eddie, any more gripes, beefs, squawks, or questions?
There you are, my boy, except for them there. Now, taxes, I'd like to...
Yes, I know. You'd like to keep your pockets zippered forever. Well, if you want this here freedom and liberty, you pay for it. In money and in every other way. Cheap is cheap. And if you don't pay nothing, that's exactly what you get. You can take us on down to the Freedom Train crossing now, Snooky.
Well, she'll be along any minute now. So how about just before she comes along, lining up here, all of us, and saying a special prayer. The prayer of rededication. If Beasley Smith will strike up the band and kind of help us along. Hey, you ready, Brad, Roy, Eddie, all of you?
On these great truths we stand, and pledge by heart and hand, in all we say and do, to keep these great truths true, with all our strength to strive, and keep these truths alive.
That God makes all men free in human dignity.
That God makes all men free in human dignity.
To worship, live, and labor, each equal with his neighbor.
To speak his mind out clear without reproach or fear.
To speak his mind out clear without reproach or fear.
To tread where heroes trod in freedom under God.
To tread where heroes trod in freedom under God. On these great truths we stand and pledge by heart and hand in all we say and do to keep these great truths true.
And now, friends and neighbors, if you will all start, we'll start lining up for the... Wait a minute. Uh-oh.
Why,
I think I hear...
Coming right along.
Hey, yeah. Here she is. All ready for us. Ready for all those that intend to get aboard. You coming, Brad?
You betcha I'm getting on, and Roy and Eddie, and all my neighbors with me, too. Let's get on board.
What is that? We are riding. Get on board. Get on board. It's that freedom train we're riding. Riding, get on board. It will carry us to freedom. Freedom, get on board. Get on board. It has saved many a thousand. Get on board. It will save many more thousands. Get on board. It's a freedom train we're riding.
This has been the inaugural broadcast in the series, This Our Land, the first of 13 public service programs presented by station WSM in Nashville. Tonight's Freedom Theater presentation was titled Get On Board and was written by Saul Carson. The broadcast was produced and directed by Jack Stapp, assisted by Tom Stewart, and was heard in a rebroadcast over New York stations WNYC and WNYC-FM, both owned and operated by the Municipal Broadcasting Company of the City of New York. The music and lyrics on tonight's program were written by Hi Zarrett, Lou Singer, Saul Carson, Bill McElhaney, Bradley Kincaid, and Carl Sandberg. The WSM chorus was conducted by Louis Nicholas. The entire production was under the musical direction of Beasley Smith and was presented in cooperation with the American Heritage Foundation, sponsors of the Freedom Train. This is Lionel Rico speaking. This is the Air Castle of the South.